This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Richard C. Trench, in his book, Synonyms of the New Testament, traces the origin of three Greek words. These words are hagias, hasias, and hagnas. They're all translated holy or devout in the New Testament, and they're used approximately 300 times. Trench then used Joseph in the Old Testament as an illustration of the nuances in these three words when he was tempted by Potiphar's wife. You may remember the story. She tempted Joseph day after day, but Joseph approved himself hasias, or holy, in maintaining those everlasting sanctities of the marriage bond, which he did not violate. Second, Joseph approved himself hagias, again holy, in that he separated himself from any unholy fellowship with the temptress. You remember he fled the scene. Third, Joseph approved himself hagnas, again holy, by keeping his body pure and undefiled. Think about this. Joseph lived a holy life in all three dimensions of holiness, and this was before the law was given on Mount Sinai, which says he should not commit adultery. He lived this holy life before Jesus Christ came to earth to model holiness. He lived this holy life before the Holy Spirit came to indwell and assist us in living a holy life. He lived this holy life before the Word of God was revealed in its entirety. Here's a question. How much more should we as Christians be able to live a holy life today? We have all of these divine resources at our disposal.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, go to BiblePrinciples.org.